everyone. Welcome everybody, one and all. Everybody is welcome here. Everyone. Everybody is welcome. Greetings, my friends. I am so happy to see you. I can't begin to tell you the immeasurable joy that I feel right now pounding in my heart as I share the same air as you. It's beyond the words. The ultimate pleasure of watching you, surrounding you, and being responsible for your happiness causes great ecstasy in my very soul. You all are looking so crisp and shiny that my heart radiates with pride at such modern pictures of health. My gratitude is endless for having been given the opportunity to nurture such unbridled innocence. My bliss is bottomless as I retire each evening, reminiscing over the day and how it makes me hunger for yet another 24 hours of your devotion. I am in dreamland, caressing your every footstep with pleasure as I try to protect your allegiance. I shriek with delight at the weight of your fortitude. You are my reason for being. Without your beautiful doubt and sensuous apprehensions, I do not exist. I would be broken and dilapidated without your intentions. I want to stand on the highest mountaintop and shout above the sound of music that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
It really worked.
Of course it worked. I planned it all out.
You were just lucky.
What do you mean, lucky? Every single part is doing just exactly what I wanted it to.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
People are like that.
Who is?
People.
Us. We're like a machine. We take good care of ourselves, don't do anything dumb, and everything works fine.
Yeah, I guess.
What would happen if we made one little change, just for fun?
What?
Just tried one little thing, just for kicks.
I don't know.
Go ahead, try it.
Cosmic engine that drives the entire universe. It's the reason why the stars shine and why the sun lights up the earth.
Enjoyment was embittered, both by the memory of the past and the anticipation of the future. I was formed for peaceful happiness. During my youthful days, discontent never visited my mind. And if I was ever overcome by ennui, the sight of what is beautiful in nature, or the study of what is excellent and sublime in the productions of man, could always interest my heart and communicate elasticity to my spirits. But I am a blasted tree. The bolt has entered my soul. And I felt then that I should survive to exhibit what I shall soon cease to be, a miserable spectacle of wrecked humanity, pitiable to others and intolerable to myself.
With the exception of your neurons and your muscle cells, the cells that were present in your body 10 or 15 or 20 years ago are no longer there. So that you are literally not the same person you were 10 years ago. As a matter of fact, when you celebrate your birthday, you should only be celebrating the birthday of your neurons and muscle cells, which have been around since birth. Everything else is new.
Started out. No one ever changes. They think they do. But they don't. Thank you.
every instant that you have wasted on those books is utterly and entirely lost. You have burdened your memory with exploded systems and useless names. Good God! In what desert land have you lived where no one was kind enough to inform you that these fancies which you have so greedily imbibed are 1,000 years old and as musty as they are ancient?
The first decision that you have to make is that you have to be open to being psychic.
It pisses me off so much. These practices meant to distract instead of giving people false hope, that's what pisses me off. Then again, I don't have any better answers, so.
It is at this point that you begin to allow the energy of your soul, the guiding voice of who you are, to participate in your life. When you expect to be psychic, you create an incredible dynamic that pulls the voice of your soul into your life. Have you ever had the experience of expecting something? Usually we have that experience in the negative. Say, for example, you get in a car and you run to the store. Sunday morning, you didn't comb your hair, you didn't wash your face. And you think, oh my gosh, I hope I don't run into anybody. Oh my gosh, I hope I don't run into anybody I know. I'm just going to run to the store. The minute you get out of the car and walk into the store, there's your best friend's mother or the boyfriend you're trying to impress or the boss you were trying to get hired by. That's how expectation works. It's a magnet. When you expect something, even in the negative, which is fearing something, but when you actually expect something, you pull it in. It creates a vacuum, and the universe abhors a vacuum, so it will fill the void. And because the universe seeks and insists upon harmony, for every place that you expect guidance, the universe will fill that void with the proper guidance that is in harmony with the expectation.
You know, it occurs to me, we might not get away with this one.
Ten seconds.
You fellas ready?
Okay.
Ready on camera, one.
three, two.
Thank you.
the wisdom of the world in your eyes.
Thank you. give me ideas, stories, music. Forget booze and diamonds. Forget women. Pages filled with printed words and grooves and vinyl are a guy's best friend.
I find it overwhelming as a musical experience. And no, I don't think that I would choose to sit and listen to it. But I also find that it's worth presenting in a context like this because it has so much to teach. It teaches us that sounds can take us almost anywhere in our emotional lives. And it's a legitimate function of music to sometimes take us to places that we'd perhaps rather not be.
I'm giving all this because I got a feeling I'm going to get it tonight anyway. I mean, that's mighty spooky, you know, if you feel somebody's out to get you.
When you expect something, even in the negative, which is fearing something, you pull it in. It creates a vacuum.
Thank you for this chance to kick ass. are your humble servants. Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces! Hello.
Greetings, everybody.
Good morning.
Greetings, everybody.
Wait, I will erase your hello.
You've seen me try and break my ass to make it, and you know that it doesn't matter, and we know time, how to slow it up and walk and dig and just old-fashioned spade kicks. What other kicks are there? We know.
Good afternoon.
Greetings, everybody.
Hello.
Greetings, everybody.
This message will be erased.
Greetings, everybody.
You have no words. Please wait. Will I dream?
Played in a fresh way, using delicious milk from Formost, where everything is always fastidiously fresh. 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 Fastidiously fresh. 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 Fastidiously fresh. Fresh.
I don't know. This strikes me as really wrong. I think it's partly because the production was so complex. It somehow makes you think that they were serious or, I don't know, that you just spent too much time playing with the idea.
That our lives are finite. But there is an aspect of our bodies that is indeed immortal, and that is either our sperm or egg cells that go on to provide a new generation.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Sex, that's a kick. Sure, a damn good one. A guy can't ever get enough of that. Drinking, that's another kick. An okay kick. Marijuana? Sure. Them's good, too. If you don't let it get the upper hand with you. Heroin? H. There was something to be said for that. I tried it. But horse isn't such a good kick because it takes more than it gives. And before long, you use it, you don't get any kick. There were others. Rape. That was a kick that I'd tried a couple times. It makes you feel real big to grab a girl, rip her clothes off, and take her. The way I figure it, you get kicks from what you do to other people. If you take something from a girl that she values, you've gained something. Or at least that's the way I look at it. I'm brainier than a lot of gang guys. I spend a lot of time thinking. Maybe I should have been a professor. The way I thought it out, taking a girl's cherries, a hell of a gratifying thing. And so is murder. That was one kick I hadn't experienced yet. Taking life, that's living big. Only, I wasn't happy about doing it this long, drawn-out way. An old man slowly dying. There wasn't much kick in that. But sticking a knife into a guy, twisting upward, that must be something.
Slow down the beat and brood over his bongos with fingertips barely tapping the skin as everybody leans forward breathlessly to hear. You think he'll do this for a minute or so, but he goes right on for as long as an hour, making an imperceptible little noise with the tips of his fingernails. Smaller and smaller all the time till you can't hear it anymore and sounds of traffic come in the open door. Then he slowly gets up and takes the mic and says very slowly,
"Great Daruni." "Fine, old Bounty." "Hello, O'Rooney." "Bourbon, O'Rooney." "All, O'Rooney." "How are the boys in the front row making out with their girls, O'Rooney?" "O'Rooney, Bowdy, O'Rooney, Rooney."
keeps this up for 15 minutes, his voice getting softer and softer till you can't hear.
Bourbon O'Rooney.
Sad eyes scan the audience. Slim sits down at the piano and hits two notes, two C's, then two more, then one, then two, and suddenly the big burly bass player wakes up from a reverie and realizes Slim is playing C-jam blues, and he slugs in his big forefinger on the string.
$59.50, and they will sell out. Over 80 people online the first 10 seconds.
Listening to Desperate Measures,